So one of the Albon Dorim, so Rebbe Yaakov says, is Nidezuzi. In other words, if a person makes an Eder in order to be Mizari, is a certain person. So the Gemara says that Chavdalet Midorim,
So
if Reuven says to Shimon, you cannot have any annoy for me, I ask that annoy.
Walks out for me, the street,
if you don't give my son the kosher chitim shtichov yishol yai. So Chachomim Imrim, avzei yochel ahatir esmitre shloi al pechochis. If you don't give my son kosher chitim, then you cannot have any annoy for me. So even if Shimon does not give the kosher chitim or shtichov yishol yai to Reuven, so he can still have annoy. Why?
I have to go to
work.
I'll
make profits. I consider it as if I received from you that kosher chit. So the chile is like kabbalah. So time ago, Hare Nikol is kabbalah. So only because he can say Arendic is Kabbalah, but otherwise the Neder would be valid if he will not say Arendic is Kabbalah. But according to Rebbe Yaakov, the Neder should be invalid anyway without Arendic is Kabbalah. Because why did Reuven say to Shimon, I asked him all the Anoi, you shouldn't have an Anoi from my Nechosim. If you don't give my son a kosher chit, because he wanted to induce him, to give a kosher chit to Reuven's son. So it's not valid anyway. Why do you have to resort to more we should say that this does not accord with Rebbe Yaakov. But here,
a grief and sadness,
it could be that he meant that it's not just a question of inducing the other person. He really wants it.
To give him happiness.
Believe God. Why? Because he can say, I am not a melech, that you should have a lawyer from me, and you don't want to reciprocate, so you don't. If you refuse to be my son, that means you refuse to reciprocate for all the chesed I do to you. I don't want to act like him.
So how come that now
that
when
means
the
that the spiritual quality of Malchus is chesed. That's what it means. When one is disposed to help out others without expecting anything
to
return. If it is Shmuel Yushle, Veshmel Ochol, then it's not chesed. But that's the chesed of the Irish politicians, not doing favor. To grab, to corruption, I mean, that's not present. But if someone tries, is disposed to help others without expecting anything in return, that's the middle of all. So this is the pshat. This is the pshat of the Rabbi Goyim. Rabbi Goyim says that even after he was thrown off, so Malchus completely by Ashmedai, he still remained in Melech over his carrot, over the food. Now, he retained the media of Malchus of being Mehane everybody without getting anything from anybody in return. Alright.
My Kushye,
Rabbi Shmuel, Hadoma, Hodkin. It was reinstated into power. The Chadom Aloyot, Mandom Aloyot, Melech Lehedit, the Mandom Kahodo, Melech Lehedit to Melech.
He has a dargish in the house, so he doesn't have to invert it. All he has to do is just to untie the strap, and then it becomes overturned.
Tone Rabbo, Eifres Melochim, Limelech. Ushot izo shebeiz, Mechto Limelech, Umechto Lo.
Did not have any straps.
Omar, So which is Malachim, in other words, if a king, let's say, conquered a certain country, so the treasure, the royal treasure of the very rich country, so belongs to the Melach completely.
A couch that but is made.
The other piece are the rest of the spoil. So Mechtel, Melech, or Mechtel. Now I mentioned it, I put it from the Rambam. Smoshni, Tzmashma, this only has reference to a Kibush Yochim, not to a Kibush Rabbi, because a Kibush Rabbi also belongs to Kol Yisrael. So the Melech no Yachim is like any other
framework.
So he was a chukke, and the Melach gets as much as any other thing. But the Kibush Yochim, if it's Mohemes, if it was acquired, not from Mohemes Rabbi, I'll tell you, you won't be too many of them, but it was acquired to Kibush Yochim, from Mohemes Yochim.
So if
the Melach does it with Shem Shamayim, then he has a head there. If he does it with Shem Shamayim, so then there is a loche, of Mechtel, Melech or Mechtel. Omele Abaye Rabdime, Viyamole Rabach, Bishle Meitzchas Melochem in Melech, Uche de Milse, as the universal practice. El Shom, Shebeiz in Mechtel, Melech or Mechtel, Om, Mimalon. How do we know that? Ichsiv, Ayu Shechei, Ola Hashem, Linogi, Mitzodik. Magi, Shnogi, Mitzodik, Matzodik, Mechtel, Oye, Mechtel, Ochi.
A number of winters.
So, Afnogi, the Mechtoloi Mechtoloi, the Tzodi Gufu Noon, King was a King God, the Tanya Rebbe Ime, a Goy for Aaron and Bono, Mechtol Aadam, and Mechtol Aadam. Now, we have to understand, the Rosh Hashanah Gemara, Bishkan Meitzchas Melochim to Melech, Uche, the Milse, that's the universal practice.
That mito.
Now, the universal practice is among whom? Among the Lord.
So what's
the significance of this?
So the interlacing is placed on top of the framework. So why is there a need?
So the interlacing is on top. To a fake
Malchus,
in accordance with the established
but there is one difference.
Practice of the state.
So mito,
according to the tradition of the Malchus of the state, that the Melech had a certain hours. But if it is something new, then it doesn't apply. So then we don't say the Malchus. Only if it is accords with a certain prerogative of the Melech, so accords with the constitution of that state, tradition of that state, and his predecessors also enjoy that authority. So then you say the Melech, but if it is something new, something that the predecessors of the king did not enjoy, and one king arrogates to himself a new authority, then we don't say Dina Malchus Adin.
The projecting.
So he says.
The test projection.
So he says.
A projection.
Behold, I'm back. Shafiru b'malche Yisroel ha'ksheilet.
At the end of the mito.
B'malche Yisroel ha'ksheilet.
Two projecting.
So he also says. Only something that it accords with the practice of the predecessor.
Because the usual mito did not have any projecting limb.
So in other words.
At the head.
So this amoche now.
At the end of the mito.
So the shabi this gemore is.
The projecting limb back at the head.
Bishlei meitzchas melochim l'melech uche
l'milzvertet.
That means. On the basis of the Malchus Adin. Now there is a Machlekes Rishayim. The Ram mentions, the Ram Nidorim mentions the Shitz HaTesis, the Tesis Nidorim said that the Aloche of Dine Malchus Adin applies only to Malchus Akur, a Malchus Meseilon, but it doesn't apply to Malchus Yisrael. Why? I mean, what's the Kashe? Because Tesis Nidorim is the Kashe. Here we say Dine Malchus Adin, that's Dine Poshuk, no one is Chelikan. No one is chelikan dedi. And regabe the aloche of kol omul parshas melech, melech mutabei. So there's a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, whether melech mutabei or melech osabei. But why should, so how can Shmuel say? So how can Rav say that kol omul parshas melech? So melech osabei, why should he be goruah? Why should we be Gehua at the Nimele Hakum? Hakum is Elam. So Dine Malchus Adine, so Melech Yisrael should be Gehua.
It was already mentioned before.
So, I mean, this is not such a strong kashin, because Eino Haname, the halachas that come, the prerogatives that come within the scope of Dine Malchus Adine, so Melech Yisrael also has it. But in that parsha in Shmuel, the other things mentioned that do not come within the scope of dinema, of the category of Dilma Kosi. So in regard to that, there is a machlekes Rashi. All right. But that's the kasha that Rishonim
made. Any time.
So Teisves in Dorin gives the teretz that the aloche of dinema Malchuse Dine doesn't apply to Melech Yisrael. Why? So he gives a very strange explanation. Because Melech Yisrael, so Kolor and Zishalim, and he can tell him, but by Melech Yisrael is not shayach to say Kol Oretz Yisrael belongs to all Jews. He cannot say Kol Oretz Yisrael. So whatever the pshat is, but one thing is clear that you. So first of all, most Shein Machel, the Rambam is chelik. He says, on the Rambam in Chazil Rabbi dimensions, the Aloha Gnum Machus Adine, he says, Bein Melech Yisrael, Bein Melech Adine. He says, and the Shulchan Aruch also passes like the Rambam. But that is the Shite, that it doesn't apply to Melech Yisrael. But from the Loshen of Teisus in Idol, it's mashma, that it doesn't apply to Melech Yisrael in respect to a Malchus over Eretz Yisrael. But let's say, suppose you have a Jewish king, let's say in Chutz Loretz, let's say in Huzarim, had a Malchus of their own, and they were Melochim Sheirim. They were Melochim Sheirim in the number of generations. So, the Aloche of Dinah Malchuse, the Aloche of Dinah Malchuse Dinah would certainly apply Ligabi the Malchus Akuzar, because there it wasn't over Eretz Yisrael. The whole reason is why Teisus Dorim says the Dinah Malchuse Dinah doesn't apply to Melech Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael belongs to all Jews. So it's only in Malchus and Eretz Yisrael, but not in Malchus and Chutz Loretz. So not in Malchus and Chutz Loretz. So Mimele, even according to Teisves, the Dalok of Dine Malchus and Dine doesn't apply to Melech Yisrael. That only relates to Eretz Yisrael, vis-a-vis the Jews now, in Eretz Yisrael. But vis-a-vis other Umeis, so Dalok of Dine Malchus and Dine that applies to Malchus Elam certainly applies to Melech Yisrael. But the Aloch of Dine Malchus Adine, so the Ramban says, it's an in Bol Masre, so he's only Shayer, regarding something that accords with the practice, the tradition and the practice of the kings. Not something new that a certain king arrogates to himself. But if it accords with the practice of the ancestors of a certain king, some in Melee, the Aloche of Dine Malchus Adine applies even according to the Shita of Teisus Nidorim. So that's the Pshat Nishmar. Bishlei Meitzchus Melochim Melech Uche de Milse. That's the practice of all kings. When one king conquers another state, so the royal treasure of the very first state are acquired by the victorious king. That's the Dine Malchus. So since it's in accordance with the royal practice of all kings, that when they conquer a certain state, so the royal treasure is taken over by the victorious king, so merely it comes al pidin. So it's his al-Pedin on the basis of the Aloch of Dine Malchus Adine. Dine Malchus Adine. So in other words, it's truly Gabi Malchum Ezeilom. So in Malchum Ezeilom, if you conquer a certain state, so the royal treasures of the very first state will al-Pedin belong to the Malchum Ezeilom. So why shouldn't the same Aloch apply to a Malach Israel when he conquers a certain state? Elo Shor Bizo Shebezizim. Mechtel and Melech or Mechtel Omri. So that's the Gemara. All right. Now, next mission. Lo Yavel Enosh, Elish Menes. Rab Yudei Meir Marbe Ulei, Uvil Vachel Yim Sires Eslibe. Rab Shimene Meir, Afila Achas, Uvil Sires Eslibe, Harido Yiseeno. In King Roman Emma, the Yarbel in Oshin, the Afilu Kavita.
There is one Muhammad that is a Muhammad's Rab, a Muhammad that is attributed to Claudius. Not to so many and so many Jews. Let's say they are in the Claudius Hall, in one generation, there are 10 million Jews. So if it's a Muhammad's of Jews, I'll be there in a good So Alpi Melech. So then it's considered a Muhammad's Rabbi. Muhammad's Rabbi doesn't mean a Muhammad by 10 million Jews or 20 million Jews. It means by the whole world Israel as one Kibushel. So that kind of Muhammad is only when do we have a Muhammad's Rabbi? If it's Alpi Melech, Alpi Benanagodo, Alpi Omidu. But then there is a halacha of Muhammad even by Goy. So Yisrael is not to Ruat and Goy. So in other words, so if it is...
Now, the Rosh Hashanah Mishnah is...
So it's Rufke of the Yisrael.
The Rosh Hashanah Mishnah is, the Rav Shimon says...
That all those who are engaged in war...
That Rav Shimon says, Atlachas Mesir Asli Be'arich Lyseno, Im Kelon Anem Alu Yarbal in Hashim, Da'afilu Ka'avikai. Now, so how many days do we have in the Mishnah? So there's a machlokes Rishonim. Most Rishonim say that there are three Tanoim in the Mishnah. Tanekame, and Reb Yehuda, and Reb Shimon. And there are some Rishonim say, Ran mentions another Pshat, that Reb Yehuda is only, Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon are only explanatory.
So in other words,
I mean, but there are only two machlekes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. But most Rishonim say that there are 3 days, Tanekame and Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. So according to Tanekame, now let's see. So according to Tanekame, so Yavel Enoshim Elosh Menes. So then, according to Tanekame, so he is allowed to have 18 wives, more than 18 wives now. So 18 wives is allowed to have even if they are Mesiras Eslibe. And more than 18 wives he is not allowed to have even if they are all Kavigai. Is that allowed? That's Tanakam. Then Rabbi Yehuda says, Mar Eloi uvil vacheloi Mesiras Eslibe. So in other words, if he has Noshim Kavigai, he can have 52. Noshim Kavigai. But if it's not Kavigail, then he is allowed to have 18. So according to the Nakame, it doesn't make any difference, Kavigail, not Kavigail. He's allowed to have 18. More than 18 now. According to Rabbi Yehuda, only Noshim not Kavigail. He cannot be Marvel. He cannot be Marvel. But Kavigail can be Marvel.
And Kibush Rabbi.
But so, not Kavigail. So then he can have more than 18.
I mean
Kavigail can have more than 18. But not Kavigail, he can have just 18. Reb Shimon Eimeir, Afil Achas Umisiro Eslibei, Havizel Oisir, Im King Lomo Nema, Loyal Oinoshin, Afil Kavigail. So according to Reb Shimon, there are two
issues.
There are two issues. In other words, if it is Kavigail, so he can only have 18 Kavigail. But someone who is not like Kavigail, who is Mesiro Eslibei, who Mesiro Eslibei, so then he's not allowed to have even more. Now, what does Rav Shimon say? Afil achas Mesiro Eslibei, hareza lo yiseeno, im ki lo manem alo yavlo inoshin afilu Kavigail. So, but if it's not Kavigail, so he's not allowed to have even one. In other words, so he has to marry a woman who is like Kavigail. Where will he get a woman like Kavigail? So then the kings will not be able to get married. They'll be allowed to get a woman only like Kavigail. Now, there is a remarkable lotion in the Tisefte. Tisefte says, ויעבור אנושים כאיזבר, אבל כאביגיל מותר, דיבר רב יהודה. In other words, so רב יהודה speaks of two types of noshim. And nisha like Izebel, and the nisha like Avigail. And what's about the whole range between Izebel and Avigail? That's a range. Kechek Mizrach Memayo. Apparently, he doesn't talk about it. So Avigail, so it is obvious that Avigail doesn't mean Avigail. Abigail doesn't mean Abigail, because if Abigail would mean Abigail, so then according to Rav Shimon, so anyone who is not like Abigail, so he's not allowed to marry, so whom can he marry? He'll have to look for an Abigail. But the answer is, the Chachomim apparently characterize or divided the Noshim, into two categories. There is a woman who always tries to elevate the husband, and that's called like Abigail. It doesn't mean that she is a tzitkonius like Abigail. Abigail was a Levian. I mean, it means she's the type of a woman who tries to, who is disposed to elevate the husband. And there is a woman who tries to come up with the husband. So it doesn't mean that she is a kavod person, the woman. She can be a shemeres mitzvahs, but if she tries to water down his principles, the husband's principles. So that's called like Izebel, because Izebel corrupted Achor. The Gemara in Chilek says that if not for Izebel, Achor would have been a nice Jew. I mean, if not for Izebel. So there are certain women who elevate the husband, and there are certain women, on the contrary, who corrupt or water down the principles of the husband. So this is what he means. So according to Tanakame, in other words, a woman who is Meiseres Libay, and a woman who is not Meiseres Libay. Meiseres Libay doesn't mean Meiseres Libay has shown that she will try to urge him to be until Tavus Rov. But if it's a woman, you know, who try to water down his dedication, his commitment, his principles. So that's called like Izebel. And the woman who tries to elevate, that's called Abigail. So according to most Rishonim, there are three Tanot. According to Tanakami, so it doesn't make any difference if Izebel or Abigail. Shmin Esre Noshim. So Shmin Esre Noshim. He's not allowed to have more than Shmoneh Esrei.
First of all,
but after Shmoneh Esrei, he's allowed to have even Izebel according to the Kabbalah. I say Izebel, I don't mean Chas V'Shalom, Izebel Mashas, like Izebel. I mean a woman who might corrupt him. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, so Marbulei Ulubacholi Yisiras Eslimei. So that means that he can have like Abigail. If it's a woman, if he marries women who are disposed to elevate him spiritually and morally, so then he can have even more than 18. So only Noshim like Izebel, I don't mean that they are not Shemir Mitzvah. So Noshim like Izebel, so he can have only 18. And Rav Shimon says, there are two love. One love is that even one Isha like Izebel is not allowed to have. And then another love that's more than 18, like Abigail, is not allowed to have it. Then there is a Shitas Rishonim, that there is only a Machlekes, a two-way Machlekes, a Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. There is no third day. L'meimre de Rabbi Yehuda Dorish Taim Edikho, ve Rabbi Shimon Voi Dorish Taim Edikho, Voi Yifresh Manu, Ditanye, Almon, Ovein Shiyaniyo, Ovein Shiyashiro, Mashkin Neiso, Shenema, Nisar, Ve Beged Almono, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Almono bin Shiyaniyo bin Shiyashiro imashkenei so. Tzadu Rabbi Yehuda. Shimonai Meir, Ashirom Mashkinis, and Leoi Mashkinis. So Rav Shimon is Dorish Taim Likho. So the reason is why the Torah asks to take a mash from the Almono is because if the Almono is an Amir, he's poor. So then the Aloch is that if it's Iksus Yeim, so you have to return it before it's dark. If it's Iksus Yaimo, you have to return it before it's dark. Now, suppose one would be allowed to take a mashke from a poor widow. Now, so he would have to visit a home twice a day before the sun sets and before dawn to return. So then people start talking against her. So that's the reason as to why the Torah asked taking a mask in front of him. So that time is only Shayach. Gabei Amiyo, it's not Shayach, Gabei Ashir.
So if one kills one human being, he's highly safe. If he kills in war hundreds of thousands and millions of people, so he's certainly highly safe. So that's the halacha of Malchus and the Kabbalah, the Chabad Shite, the Alme, Loine and Shem. He doesn't have a Yinav HaRitzeach, but it doesn't mean that a Melech in Israel has refused to conduct war. There is a law here, Hamir Yad or Haver and Ikharoshe, so any Harom is Yad. Without the Yisach Vore, as I mentioned once, so if he is Mir Yad, without the Shus is a Roshe, certainly Harom is Yad of the Rome, when the Melech Hakum conducts, if it's not for defense, so he's certainly a Roshe. So the law is Malchus and the Katle Chadushite Baalme, Loi Me'enshe, he's not Nenesh as a Ritzeach, but it doesn't mean that he has the shoes to be made in Yad against the people and to kill people. So he's not a Ritzeach. But when the Rambam says, a Melech Yisrael, so even Kibush Yochi, the Milchemes Yochi, he has the shoes to conduct Milchemes Yochi.
Now there's a Machlekes, the Rambam and the Raize, we got with this love. Almono. So the Rambam says. Almono ben shi amiyo, uben shi ashiro, emi mashkeneiso. Loi b'shas alvoye, loi shabloi b'shas alvoye. V'loi al pibes, nishen l'savu beg d'almono. Omer avrom b'shas alvoye in zechei. So according to the Raivet. So the whole law applies only Shaloi Bishasalvoy. Bishasalvoy doesn't apply. According to Rambam, it applies Bishasalvoy and Shaloi Bishasalvoy. So, Vamrino Maikom, Maikom, Mitir Shatom Mashkino, Atochai Vahazo, Viatom Ashio Shinra Bishkinisel, Almer Rebuda Loidor Istamiliko, Vereb Shimon Dor Istamiliko. So, and here is just the other way around, because Reb Yudei Meir Malbu Loi, who will watch Shalom Sirius Asipe. So Reb Yudei Darsh is time to call. In other words, he limits the Yisra of the Avoi Noshin only to Noshin that Am Sirius Asipe. So Reb Yudei Darsh is time to call. And Reb Shimon says, even Noshin to that Am Sirius Asipe. So he cannot be Malbu Noshin. So it goes the other way around. So the Gemara says, and the Rabbi Deloy Shandroche, the Mephorish time to call, Tamu Yalma Lenoshim, Mishum de Yosel Vivor. So now wait, when does Rabbi Yudah not be the time to call, that is, if the Tam is not Mephorish, but he let's say like Abamon, the Torah doesn't say. Now, of course, we cannot say that Reb Shimon just conceived out of his own mind this time. So that time, it was probably Mikubo. I mean, that this is the time, but it's not explicitly mentioned in the Torah. So Reb Shimon holds, inasmuch as that time was Mikubo, so in Mele, the time can limit and can define
So in other words,
the scope of the Yisrael, of the South of the and Shabbuta says, no, in as much as the town, true it was Mikubu, but it is not explicitly mentioned in Torah Shebichzav, so it cannot limit and determine the scope of the Yisrael. So the Torah explicitly says the town. So there, even Rav Shima, even Rav Yehuda agrees that the town can limit and determine the scope of Now Reb Shimon, he holds that we say Tam Mikro, even when the Tam is not explicitly mentioned, as long as the Tam is known, is Mikubo. Is Mikubo. But the question is, so why did the Torah have to? To mention explicitly in Torah Shebichzav the time of the Yosia, after all, it could have been left over for the Kabbalah, for the Torah Shebaalpeh, the time. So the answer is that according to Rav Shimon, there are two separate laws. According to Rav Yehuda, so in other words, Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon both, in this case, are Derech Tamikro. But Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the town of Yosiras Lubove limits the love of the Abba Roshim. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's two separate love.
It doesn't apply to this.
It's two separate love.
Now, then, the Rambam is chilek on Rashi in regard to the pshat in the Mishneh. Pirat lasis liderach l'mamchem yavederach melech l'mishio. So according to Rashi, so it is the prerogative of the Melech to be Peretz
Geter. That's one law. And then Veloyosel
Levove.
So Veloyosel Levove, besides being a Tam, and Veloyabal Eloshi is also an independent law. In other words, in matrimony, he should not be Meisel Levove. So in other words, if he marries a woman, he is ever a woman who might try to water down his principles, corrupt him to a certain extent, so then he's able at law. So it's two separate law. And how does he know that the Liosa Livove, the Kavonis Apostle of Liosa Livove, is not only to mention it as a Tam for the Abba Yoshim, but also in terms of love, because if the whole purpose of the Torah had been just as a Tam for the Abba Yoshim, so the Torah could have left it over to the Kavonis Apostle. It didn't have to mention it explicitly. So the fact that the Torah mentioned it explicitly proves, according to Rav Shimon, that this was intended as a separate law. Now, the Eskikashi, but I don't think it's a Kashi in any way.
So they can the
Rechemish Neskikashi and the Rambam Pergimum Rechbal Vareiv. Here we pass on Salmono Ben Shiani or Ben Shia Shiro. Ben Shiani or Ben Shia Shiro. So in the Mashkin, so in other words, he passes like Rabbi Yehuda, the Ritor is time to call, and then with Beis Melachis Yisrael Diye, Posak, the Abbo, Alachas Mikol Umeis, Leikim in Ateir, behind the Rav Shimon. So there, it's like Rav Shimon, that the love of Mrs. Chapman,
it's very much like
so it applies to all Umeis, not after to Zayin Amun. Not after the Zayin Amun. The Rabbonim say that it applies only to Zayin Amun. But that's no kashe, because when true, over there, regardless of the Gedalmono, so the Tam is not mentioned in the Torah. So there, and Reb Shimon himself holds that Tashinu Tam is recorded even when the Tam is not mentioned in the Torah, as long as the Tam is Mikubal in the Shemesh. So even though it's not mentioned explicitly, Mashein Kerim, so over there it's not mentioned, so it doesn't pass like Reb Shimon. But Ligaberi, Gaberi is Chatembe. Ligabi is Schattenberg, so there the time is mentioned in the Torah.
Let's say, here is his field, and there is an intervening field. So there is a Shio. In other words, he can be paid together.
Who is Schattenberg here? Bitrol is sitting with Noi, and Bitrol is Sikach with Necho, Ki Yossi is Bitrol Macharai, Viotel im Acherim, Bechor Afa de Shem Bachem, Mishmutchamai. So the time of Ki Yossi is mentioned. So Mele, Now, let's see how the Rambam passes.
Gala.
We got the Yarbo in Osh.
A vested right in long strip of territory or in small strip, as much as it is necessary for him to acquire in order to get have access to his field. So there, he can get it. That's why the Mishnah uses the Losh name. All right, so he is Masikan. Visu, Holy Michre, Yusel, Neymar, the Shoko, Arate, the Achina, the Ham, according to Rashi, so that means in order to get access to his field, he can take away a certain street permanently. It says it's not Mashmah like that. It's not the Stata that the Melech should have the right to take away a certain street that is necessary as the access. To his field and be permanent. El Hochem Perush. The Heiche de Ozo, the Milchemes Oshus. So it's like the Rambam. But then he says, Iname Lechol Heiche de Boy. So in other words, so that is the difference between him and the Rambam. Iname, according to the Rambam, only when it's necessary for war. Let's say the soldiers have to march through a certain territory. So then they can be paired together. But otherwise if he has to go through a certain territory for another purpose, not for Melchome, so they're not. But he says,
Now, does the Rambam pass through like Tanekame, like Rabbi Yude, like Rabbi Shimon? According to Rishayim, you say that the three way machlekes. Our Roshna Rambam is Perikimu, Haloche Beis, Loyabel in Oshim, Mipi Ashmuel Lamdu, Shulikea Hashmina Esrin Oshim, Bin Anoshim Upilakshim, Hakel Shmina Esrin.
And let's say, here there is
so he says,
of a private domain.
He's not allowed to take more than Shmines. That means even Karigai, he's not allowed to take more. Even Karigai is not allowed to take more. So he certainly doesn't pass like a Jew. But the question is, does he pass like a female or he pass like a Shmines? That's the question. So like Rabbi Yehuda, he certainly doesn't pass.
He's not obligated.
Like Rabbi Yehuda.
He's not obligated to assume.
And most Rishonim say that there are three Tanoim here.
And so,
like Rabbi Yehuda, he certainly doesn't pass because he passes like Tanekame or he passes like Rabbi Shimon. So,
this route,
the Mephoshim appear to assume that he passes like Tanekame because if he passes like Rabbi Shimon, so then he should say that Achas, that is Mesiras Libei, like Zevel, is not allowed to take. And the Rambam, in Perigimu Aloha Beis, he doesn't say that. He just says, V'yarbo Noshim Bashmur Chidushu, V'keach, Ad Shmini Esri Noshim, Ben Anoshim Upilakshim, Hakel Shmini
Esri.
Hakel Shmini Esri.
So, and he has,
now,
let's say, a number of people of servants who have to pass through.
The Rambam
can make only small break in the Gedea, and then all the soldiers will pass through one by one, but that will take time. So he's not mechuye to make a small breakthrough, a small piazza in the Gedea, but he can make a big piazza so that his servants will be able, his soldiers, his servants will be able to pass through without any harm. Oh, but he says, Hani mile kule li fishoa ninu, aval arzuke begufe shal karka li nafshe, kidei shi derech kovua vizdeu karmeloi. Not like Rashi, that he can acquire
the Rambam Pirush HaMishne says, Vein haloche ki Reb Yude veloi ki Reb Shimon.
Permanently. That's not only for sure.
So that so it appears that the Rambam does not pasken like Reb Shimon. However, there is a certain lotion in the Rambam that tends to indicate that he does mention the haloche that achas, that is meisiras libei, so also comes with Elisa.
True,
he doesn't mention it in Halachabez, he says, Stam, Loyagli Noshim, Vashmu Alomdu, Shulikea Hachmina Esri Noshim, Bina Noshim Upilakshim, Hakel Shmina Esri.
So
it's Vashma, it doesn't make any difference. Ki Tavigayu, Ki Zemar, up to Yutches, he's allowed, Mona.
This same
so it's like an
account.
But then, in Haloch Evov, the Rambam says, the Rambam says, Pirgim Haloch Evov says, V'chein lo yishotu v'noshi.
Is the second Mishnah.
Afilu lo hoiso, afilu lo hoiso lo yal
ha'achas,
lo yiyye motu etzvo tomit kishor ha'tipshin. Shenema lo yishotu v'noshi chlecho. Alasor asmi be'ik pirdo teo. Shenema lo yoso lo
yoso.
So he says, Like Reb Shimon.
So,
true, he didn't mention it in Aloche Beis, he's all right, so he mentions it in Aloche Bo. He passed Reb Shimon. And not like Tanikame. And that would be in line with the Psaka Rambam, the Gabriel is Yisrati. Because with Yisrati, he passed just like Reb Shimon B'Yehoi. That is Dorish Taim Rekho. So the Kasher of the Mishnah was, but he passed just like Reb Shimon. Not. That Ben Almon, Ben Aliyah, Ben Ashiro, so the Torah says that the Rambam doesn't pass like Rav Shimon in the case where the Tam is not mentioned explicitly in the Torah, but in the case where the Tam is mentioned explicitly in the Torah, so then he does pass the Dorish Tam Likho. That's why it's Kiyos here. It's Bin Chomachai. So he passed Rav Shimon Yehoi. Yehoi. Oh, so, but then, so then it will follow here too that mentioned, the Tam is mentioned. So, Mimele, he should also, so he should pass it like Reb Shimon, that Boyosia, the Tam of Boyosia is a separate lab. So
the question is,
that's like the Rambam in Aloche Bo. But the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh said in so many words, Vein Aloche Loike Reb Yude, Loike Reb Shimon. So obviously, so we see that the Rambam, so it's different, it's unreasonable to assume that the Rambam was Chazer Yer Chazmeh. So it seems that the Rambam here doesn't pass like Reb Shimon. He passes like Tanakama. He passes like Tanakama. So if he passes like Tanakama, so one kashi is, how is it that he passes like Gabel is Yisratnubem? This is Yisratnubem, he passes like Reb Shimon. All right, that's another kashi. But then, if he passes like Tanakama, why does he say in Aloch Evov, V'chengu yeshotu b'noshim, and he says,
I think so.
So that's according to Reb Shimon, but according to Nekame. There is no separate Isser of Asor
Asli.
So we have to say,
so it's mashma.
The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot, so he's masking Halachas Deilei, he says to why the Halachas
Deilei
mentions the Taimei HaMitzvot in separate
mitzvahs. That is according to everybody. But from the Pashas Haloshen in the Chivas HaRashbo, it's mashma that this is also included in the aluches of Kol Omur Parshas Melech Malchut. That's how it's mashma Moshe Rashba. So therefore the Rashbam is certain for whatever the pshat in the Rashba is in Rashba, it's not mivuah, it's not explicit. But whatever the pshat in the Rashba is, the Rashbam is certain for. You see that the Rashbam mentions his special posik.
Asher es hamishi sheirou limne istam mitzvah mitzvah nehasi,
because he wants to emphasize.
Tom in Yovie v'taim ha-mitzvah zdim yelab v'yichoshev v'hem shein v'chlau ma she'imon v'yichot v'zeh k'omrei v'yuchal v'aylo rishen asher shu cholo shu'pitachto v'lisachte z'oret omru v'lisachte z'oret tam v'esa ma she'kidek k'liyema ki ato in ta'ase zeh tar v'etze v'oret z'ch omrei al t'chalu es bitchol az niso v'lisiz ne'oret she'omru v'lisiz ne'oret k'lu tam k'liyema she'tam isa zeh k'lu she'tiz ne'oret. So the halacha is mentions that in the mean alav we see no oretz. He mentions the mean alav. So the Rambam says no, it doesn't have to be counted in mean alav because that's only tap. So the Rambam explains the shite of the halacha.
But where does he discuss the
halacha? So according to halacha, we certainly see from the Rambam that when the Torah mentions a certain
mitzvah,
and then the Torah mentions a lav, so then the lav itself, the tam, then the Torah mentions a certain tam, so that the tam itself can be counted as the Rambam is chelik. But the Rambam is chelik, so it's only a klal in me and a mitzvah. The Rambam has a klal that something that is not before the Torah, that is deduced. For the Yudgimu Mirishatir on the Rosh
Hashanah,
like so I'm not to be counted within that mitzvah
separately.
So that was not negating the significance of all the Roshes. So the Roshes is just as binding as the mitzvahs that are before it. It's only a cloud. It's only a cloud in the classification of Tayyab Mitzvah. That's something that is not mentioned in the Feresh in the Torah. But it is reduced to the Mishnah. And it's not to be counted in me and Tayyab.
So Melech is
but it doesn't diminish the significance of those droshes now. So the same way the Rambam is chilkan hard. Where is the Bahad holds
that the
Tam can be counted separately? So the Rambam holds that the Tam cannot be counted separately. And this is true, I mean that there is a difference between a Nisar that is Mifuresh Bator and a Nisar that is deduced through the Midishatir because there is a Hohen Mitrosh Vanam Chutei, so it's two categories that arises. There is a category of the Raises that is Mivuya Mikro, and there is a category of the Raises that is not explicit in the Pshirish Mikro, but is implicit through the Midrash Tekon Drashet Ben. So both are equally true, but there is a distinction there is a distinction between one Raises and another Raises. For example, so if someone takes a Shvuya to eat a Chotishir, so the shvui is chal because this is the halacha of the safe, even though it's raise, it's not mentioned in the pshudish on the top. So when the Rambam is massive against the halacha of the less, so he only holds the time of the posik. The time of the posik is like something that is deduced through the midrash atir and rashi. In other words,
so
the Iker Alam, when the Torah says, now, when the Torah says, let's say, the Torah gives a certain tach, So the Iker Alam is, that's only a tam. But so Mele, that is not the Ikar Alam, not the Ikar Isher. Because that is only mentioned as a tab for Yuchel Bailo Rishay, Loshe Vukachto, or Als Halas Bitcho Las Neso, Veli Sizno. So the Iker Allah, the Iker Yisrael is like Als Halas Bitcho Las Neso. To be Nisei, the Bas is loose. But the Torah says, Lisiz Nesores, so Memele, that's not the Iker Yisrael of that Lab. Memele, it cannot be counted in the Mir Alam. But the Rambam is made there that we can deduce Yisurim from the Tam. Voraye, the Gidriz Gimori, Yivom is that one with Vor, the Blazer of Yaakov Olmer, me. So if one is not say an isha in one medina, another medina, so nimtzoch in nisei zachisei. Now that is only mentioned in the time of the pasuk, in the law. In the chalas bitchol as nisa in the
ishi. But the fact is, they still insist. So Rav says, true, and Mishuel says, true.
Oh, the Chalil is Bitchol as Neiso, will we seize the Oretz or more Oretz in it? That's part and parcel of we seize the Oretz. So the Aluch as Deilei is mentions we seize the Oretz or more Oretz in it as a separate love. The Rambam is Masik Aluch as Deilei is. And he says, no, that should not be counted. Why? Because this is not the Iker Yisrael. The Iker Yisrael is out the Chalas Bitchol as Neiser. Why? Because if a father will be allowed to turn over his daughter to prostitution, so it will be more or less Zimo. But so mainly it's the Iker Yisrael, the Iker Yisrael of the love of the Chalas Bitchol as Neiser is not to turn over the Basli Zrus. However, the Rambam will be made there that from the season of Oretz to Mola Oretz Zimo, we can deduce Yisurim. And the Gemara does deduce Yisurim. Even Mashit Bitel is okay. Mashit Bitel is okay, so the Gemara says it comes within the Yisrael of the season of Oretz to Mola Oretz Zimo. Because if one is Mashit Bitel is okay, so it might cause the daughter to commit Zlus. But so the Rambam cannot deny that there are certain Yisurim implicit in the time of the Pasuk. Why? If the Torah says that the reason why the Chalas Bitchol as Neiso is because we see the Oretz or Molo Oretz Zimo, so we see that the Torah is makpid against Zimo against Nus. But it's not an Iser Amifuresh Bateo, so there is no Malkis Amguisiz Noore Tzumoro Rezimo. It cannot be counted in the Mian Amitzis. Like the things that are deduced to the Midish Atir and Treshes there. But we certainly can deduce from the Tam that the Torah is Makpit against that which is mentioned in the Tam. If the Torah says that the reason is why as a halibut why it is because the season of Oretz and Mola Oretz Zimo, so we see that the Torah is makpid against Zimo and against Nus in any form, against any act that might bring about Nus, like Mashi Bittel is okay, we see from that. But that's not an Iser Amifurish Bataor, and there couldn't be any Malkes for that love. But an Iser Reis it is. Like the Isurim that are deduced from the Midrash Atir and Dreshet there. So Mimele, the Pshat in the Rambam is in Yod Hazoko, as he says in the Pirush HaMishne. The Rambam passes like Tanikami. Now, according to Reb Shimon, there are two separate laws. One love is of Liyal Belinoshim. That's one love. And then another love is not Loyal Belinoshim, but
not just in his own name, that the Halacha is like Rav, not like Shmuel, that Kol Omo v'Parshas Melech is Melech Osef. So there is a Machlekes Rishayim, whether the Halacha is like Rav or the Halacha is like Shmuel. Now, so it is obvious, now there is a Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Now we have a cloud. Whenever there is a break between Rav and Shmuel, so you have to come and survey and Kishmuel will be in it.
So one lav is will yavli roshi. And another lav, according to Rav Shimon, is will yosli vavi. So according to Rav Shimon, if a melech will marry one woman, like Jezebel, I mean not someone that is Meisaras Libi, he'll be chayiv malkes, according to Rav Shimon. Because it's a separate lav. The Tanekame is chilek on Rav Shimon. And Tanekame holds, that Lo Yosel Levove is a tam for Yahweh Mashim. According to Rav Shimon, we have to say, the Rambam holds that according to Rav Shimon, so Lo Yosel Levove is not even a tam for Yahweh Mashim. Two separate things. Lo Yahweh Mashim, that's one thing. Then Lo Yosel Levove. He should not get married in a way that will be Meisa Levove. That will be conducive to his Asoras Levove. Shall we? So that's another law. It's not allowed. According to Tanakame, so Lo Yosel Levove is only time for the Yahweh Roshim. But since the Torah mentions Lo Yosel Levove as a time. For the Yahweh Elohim, so we see that the Torah is makpid against Asoras Levi. So that also implies an Isra. But that's not an Isra on the foolish Betel. There is no Malkus because there is no real love. There is no explicit love against marrying a woman, one woman like Isabel, who can be Meisa Levi. So there is no Malkus. According to Rav Shimon, so the Pshat in Lo Yosel Levove is not as a tam for Yahweh Roshim. Two separate things. Rav Shimon explains the judicial mitro as two separate things. Lo Yahweh Roshim, number one. But Lo Yosel Levove, number two. Not Lo Yosel Levove because of Lo Yahweh Roshim. So Yahweh Roshim, according to Rav Shimon, is also Mitzadatzme, Ribu Roshim, more than 18. And then, the Torah says something else. Lo Yosel Levove, in matrimony, he should not get married in any way that will be Meisa Levove. So that's something else. So it's a lav gomo. So there is malchus if he marries one woman like he's ever according to Rav Shimon. But according to the Kame, so Lo Yosel Levove is a tam for the Yahweh Roshim.
If you threaten
is a time of Yahweh Noshim. So Mimele, there is no real love. But this is the time for Yahweh Noshim. So we see that the Torah is Makpid and Ribu and Asoras Lev. If the Torah is Makpid and Asoras Lev, so that in itself implies an Isra. But that is not the love gomo. Malchus, there isn't. That's why the Rambam. This is the reason why the Rambam. The Rambam, so in Halacha Beis, where he mentions the love for which there is Malkus, so the Rambam says, V'yagol Noshim, V'yashvul Amushul Kiyach Hashmini Esra Noshim, Bein Anoshim Bein Drach Shimakot Shmini Esra, V'imei Sifachas U'boal Oleike, U'boal Oleike. And then the Rambam says, So he doesn't mention Isabel or Abigail. As far as the love itself is concerned, as the Ika love is concerned, so he doesn't make any difference to Abigail or Isabel. There's a love of the Yosh. But the Torah mentions it time, Lo Yosel Levove. So from that we deduce that the Torah is Makpid. Is Makpid to Asoras Lev. It's not the Yad Fusei Ami. From the judicial mikro, we can deduce that the Torah is makpid to Asoras Lev. So Mimele, since from the judicial mikro, we deduce that the Torah is makpid against Asoras Lev, so that in itself implies an Isra. But since it is implicit only with the time of Rav, so it's not a Rav Gomur and there is no Malkus. So the Rambam didn't mention that in Halacha Beis, but he mentioned that in Halacha Vov. And in Halacha Vov, he mentioned that even in connection with the manner in which he reports himself in marriage. In other words, so even if he is married to a woman that is like Abigail, so she is not conducive to Asoras Lev, but he should not be motzuet lotom. Because then, if he's motzuet lotom, so even if he's like Abigail, so it will be conducive to Asoras Lev. And so it comes within the Isra that is implicit in the Tamar Hakosu of Yosel Vovain, so we see the Torah is makbid against Asorosa.
The
Torah is makbid.
Otherwise, one person, so one person is not allowed to tell another person to do it if he knows
now
that the other person wouldn't do it except that it's embarrassing.
Hanish Mess in a world, the Siva Yvoto will do it born in the heaven. Vahibre Amni, Rachinea Israel, Umishneu Kloi, Babigail, Ishis Novala Carmel, Vashlish is Absol de Macho, and this at New York Haggis, Vahamish is Vati Benavita, Vashis is Hoem Lego, Ishis Dobby. Ela Yodu do, Yudu do, Yodu do, the heaven. The common Novi in Yad, Yosiva Loho, Kohino Behaim. So Koheino Shit, the Koheino Shit, the Havalei come the Sore, so together is a mask for Rabbine, Ime Koheino Tartisore. So that means the first Koheino means the same number. So it's already 12. Then, so it's already 12. So then the second Koheino must represent the equivalent of 12, not the equivalent of 6. So it's 24. Tayin amor, liabo inoshi, ingesa mesolaba. Limandi dorish, bo, aboim shmein habe, sephore. Tayin amor, liabo inoshi, ingesa aboim shmein. Vitayin didon, my time of Afghanistan, makish kehino, basically kehino kam. So actually, you should say, since with the first Kohen is Marbe, another six, so all together, the six that he had already, and the other six that is Nisrabe, that is included in the first Kohen, so makes it 12. So then the second Kohen should be Marbe, the equivalent of 12. But there is a hekish. Marbe, Kohen, Basra, Kohen, Kame, Kohen, Kame, Sheet. Afkin Basra Sheet. So, Vahavelicha. So there was more. Omar Rab. So he had not six, and he had seven. Omar, because Michal, the name Michal is not mentioned in that process. Omar Rab, Egozu Michal. The Lomosh Nikoshmo Eglo Shachrivol of Ego. The Chenu Eimeya, Ure Harashtem Begos. So, in other words, that's Shimshin was referring to Dwila. So he said Begos. That means she took a measure. In other words, so she received a punishment because she reprimanded David for dancing because of his laves with the mitzvah. So Elaim Adeise Maise Hoyolo. So she had this up. Vaksim, Vayikar David, Oyd Lakshim, Vinoshim, Birushalayim.
When someone has
so we see that more than 18, so that more steretz is Limuy Shminesa. That's only to make up to 18, but now more than 18. My Noshim or my Pilakshim, Omar Abiyuda Marab, Noshim Yechsuga Vidushim, Pilakshim, Biloiksuga Vidushim. Now that's the Girse of all the Sheni, except Rashi and Chayisoro has another Girse in this Gimel. And he says, Noshim Yechsuga Vidushim, Pilakshim, so Vidushim, Biloiksuga Vidushim.